a name that Norm loves to use. Like, they were deader than?
The dead body.
Than the body of, because he's very dead? Been dead since 1975, according to my research.
Then he's right.
This
you know how long Norm's been using that?
Since 1975?
When you followed him into the toilet to see him do his business, did he use it then? I'm talking about someone in the Ranger bullpen.
His arm is deader.
I don't know if he used it then. He might have, though.
And would you say...
I know he used it at Cliff.
What's deader, him or, like, the Bears' playoff chances?
Like, would
Norm compare those two?
Sports!
On this day, 1982, it was Cal v. Stanford.
Cal?
The laterals. The miracle game. Was
what'd
that
you
a,
let that happen for, Corby?
Was
the
that Cal a... laterals. John Elway quarterbacking back then?
I want to say yeah.
Yeah, he would have been. I just seen him earlier that year carve up an Oklahoma team.
Cal used five laterals to score a winning touchdown in the last play against Stanford, 25-20.
Carve up an Oklahoma team.
That's right. I saw John Elway in college.
On this day in 1994, Jerry Rice.
Joe Roth for Cal?
May have been.
Cal.
Jerry Rice caught 16 passes against the LA Rams, and it got me thinking.
He was considered a genius in France.
Let this go.
You know what I'm going to say, Mino? Like, what if Jerry Rice was in a passing offense? How many passes could he have caught that day?
Just got to let it go.
Were they not, like, the wishbone?
Didn't have Ricky Waters on that team.
And on this day in 1997, we all remember A.C. Green broke the NBA record for consecutive games, giving himself a banner in the American Airlines Center, or at least in Reunion.
Still a virgin.
As he made his 907th consecutive appearance in the Mavs game against Golden State.
My
That's
first
right.
ever
still
Mavs
a virgin
game.
And still a genius in France.
What's on the list of honors given that did not stand the test of time around here? You have
that.
The AC Green banner.
Well, probably
Cal Ripken.
The Cal Ripken locker.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Is it?
Although banner is pretty big.
A banner is a big, big deal.
Dude, the Cal Ripken one that the Rangers did, it wasn't just... They hermetically sealed a locker in the visitor's clubhouse.
And they told us that it was going to stay there forever.
Yeah. Cal Ripken. What did he have to do with this place?
The only thing he had to do with this place is when he was a kid, his dad was the manager of the Dallas-Fort Worth Spurs, and he used to run around the ballpark out there.
I thought
he
was going to say,
that decision?
When he was a kid, he had a pass for Hurricane Harbor.
Yeah, he had a pass for Hurricane Harbor.
I think it was called Wet and Wild back then.
Yeah.
Plus.
Hell yeah, it was.
Wubble.
I think it was Doug Melvin and his association with the Baltimore organization.
Shannon Stone statue?
Who gave a rip about him?
Is the Shannon Stone statue going to move?
The hurricane, Corby.
Mike?
What?
Is Shannon Stone making the move to the new stadium?
I thought you were scolding me for something that you said.
No, I was looking to you for baseball knowledge.
Like, will that stand the test of time?
I guess.
Or are we going to tear that
will
thing
the
down?
XFL team?
Tear it down like
put
the Saddam statue.
Yeah, the XFL team will co-opt it.
Well, the Renegades put a jersey.
Where do you put your beer?
They will try to convince everybody that, no, he was really out there watching football.
Any other candidates for this list? 787-1310.
And on this day in 2012, Hector Macho Camacho was shot while sitting in his car in Puerto Rico. He would die 4 days later. That doesn't sound so macho.
S. Moose Macho. Hector Macho Camacho?
Here at Cumulus, we have one birthday listed, one birthday unlisted. The listed birthday I have is Mike Dagenhart.
What is it, Gordon's birthday?
That's Mike D.
It's unlisted on the Cumulus thingy they sent out, the memo, but I have it listed in my phone. I have this as Tony the Engineer's birthday.
Whoa. Tony!
Is this true?
How would you know that, Dan?
Jesus, Tony.
And joining us now, Tony the Engineer.
Otherwise known as Jesus Tony.
Really, I would like to know. How do you know that?
Don't worry about that.
I'm the birthday guy.
Thank you, Stars. Thank you, Stars.
I know people's birthdays.
Yeah, but they don't publish those for part-timers, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I'm saying they don't.
Look, there are some things that he knows that you don't. Just accept that.
Okay.
Dan keeps his ears to the streets, okay?
Tony's birthday party at Tight Ends in Plano tonight.
What do you mean?
How old are you, Tony?
How about right now?
That's what I'm saying. What's going on?
Oh, okay.
He's just kind of having another conversation.
Sorry. I was,
No. Go ahead and finish. Please, okay. Finish your conversation. That's probably more important.
You go ahead.
We can't have speakers out here. So.
How old are you, Tones?
59.
And holding.
Nice.
Boy, and I'm thinking of buying myself a really good birthday present today.
Go on.
Like what?
Well, on Monday night on the show, Dancing with the Stars show.
Oh, come on, man. Get off this crap.
Next spring, they're going to have something called a Journey to Paradise, a three-day vacation in the Bahamas where they're getting a whole hotel, all Dancing with the Stars all the time. And I thought, I got to go to this. But
you
then I looked at the price, and I'm like, ooh.
How much is it?
Well, they only listed the hotel price, so I still got to get airfare and meals. The hotel alone is $2,000.
You have to
crowdfunding.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's crowdsource this.
You have to go.
Let's get Tony to the point of that.
No,
divert some Normathon funds to that.
Do you know how many cold cut combos that is?
Boy, that's right. That would be a couple years' worth, wouldn't it? I never ate the cold
like
cut
steal.
Combo, though.
Go,
and by the way, Bob, I found that this weekend.
All right.
Wait, what'd you find?
The spreadsheet.
The spreadsheet where you listed every time you went to Subway the one year you went 300 times?
I don't see it in my inbox anywhere.
It wasn't 300.
How many?
207, I think, is what it was.
You went to Subway 207 times, and every time you went home and entered it into a spreadsheet, what you bought.
Logging is the term.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, were you following in the footsteps of your favorite pedophile spokesperson? What was going on?
No.
Or were you a Clay Henry guy?
Oh. Or do you have a different favorite pedophile spokesperson?
He's more Gary Glitter.
No, that's funny.
So when will we get to take a look at this, Tony? Mr. Birthday
Boy.
Would
you like it, Bob?
I have nothing to do tonight.
Okay, I'll be over to your place.
Well, happy birthday to you, Tony.
Thank you, Dan.
It's great to have you for another year.
It really is.
Catherine writes, it is the birthday of Mr. Coltrane, who is 40. Gordo is his leader.
Is that Roscoe P. Coltrane?
Is that husband, a horse or something?
Husband to Meredith, father to four kids. Cole is a faithful P1, and we would be blown away if you mentioned his name today. So,
all right.
There you go.
Cole Coltrane.
Mega P1 Beth Salazar, it is her birthday. She woke up normally with no bits involved whatsoever. Her leaders are Jake.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And Corby. Would like to hear a herd of Bobs overanalyzing anything. This is from Frank Salazar.
Clearly.
And again, appears the power play is a bit lacking in this situation. However, certainly don't paint me as a guy who's going to criticize the Stars.
I don't really have a young voice. Freddie Adu.
Freddie Adu?
You don't take a running back in the first round.
Again, all the data was not correct at that time because, like I say, it has been a few years.
Ronda Rousey is a creation of the media. Everybody knows that.
John Gossett says it is my daughter Hayes' birthday. She is 2. Jake and Nora are her leaders. How you like that, Jake?
Well, then I'll probably be cool about the fact that you named your daughter a stripper name.
What do you name her?
Hayes.
I mean,
it sounds hot.
Ryan Hayes? Davis says, my wife.
Sounds country.
Katie. It is her birthday. K-A-T-I.
They got strip clubs out there, too.
And
that's true, they do.
Mark
strip.
Easley, the St. Louis P1.
Don't we know?
In other sports birthday news, let's go with Carlos Boozer, Jerry Colangelo, J.D. Drew, Joey Galloway.
Carlos Boozer.
Remember him?
So we had Joey Gallo's birthday yesterday and Joey Galloway today.
That's
an amazing, ironic note, though.
Tomorrow it's going to be Ernest and Julio Gallo's birthday, I think.
All the best. Are they aware of each other, do you think?
Ernest and Julio, yes.
No,
brothers.
Joey and Joey.
Yes, they're brothers, I think.
I'll say Joey is aware of Joey, but...
What?
Yeah, I agree with Mike.
Joey Gallo is aware of Joey Galloway.
Yeah,
Joey Galloway is not aware of Joey Gallo.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you're telling me Joey Gallo knows about Joey Galloway. No way.
I'll bet you. I think that's more likely than the other way around.
That part I might go with, but neither have heard of either.
I don't know. I bet you on that.
And neither have heard of Ernest and Julio.
How are we going to figure this out?
Twitter poll.
Let's call them.
Twitter poll.
Dabo Swinney.
12 yeses and 11 noes.
And Zach Martin. Our sports birthdays.
Zach Martin. Could have been Johnny Manziel, guys. Instead, we got Zach Martin.
Johnny will be back. Don't you worry.
Rip off.
Come back,
Susan. Don't you worry.
What a rip off. Man, we got screwed on that.
Elsewhere, we have Bo Derek.
Was social media around back when Manziel was cooking?
Nah. He never tweeted.
Was social media around?
Sport?
Like an 11?
Yes.
Sport player?
Like, it is the...
Because I remember Uncle Nate was on Twitter.
It's the birthday of Steve Dahl, Bob.
Yes.
You know who he is?
The Chicago radio man?
The Chicago radio man who also...
Is that Mad Cow?
He did Disco Demolition. Didn't he do that? Where they blew up disco records between games of a doubleheader and they had to forfeit the second game?
You're big on record burning, Bob.
I am.
Joel McHale.
Love burning records. Tougher.
Did you burn albums, Bob, or were you burning CDs?
Well, I didn't do it. But I was just trying to set Spotify on fire, and it's way more complex these days.
Have your kids light their computer on fire.
Sean Young. And Ty.
It's actually a virtual fire.
Today, the 81st birthday of Dick Smothers.
Hey, son's a porn star.
It's actually the fire emoji, and it just doesn't quite do the same thing.
Dick Smothers was married to the same woman twice. Like, they got divorced, then they got married again.
That sounds fun. Like a little breakup.
And a little vacation.
Yeah, and then you're like, all right, I'm good.
Now,
that first
Corey
time back was like
that.
No other time
just
between
like,
them.
What? How many years do I get, though?
How many you want?
30?
Now,
I have a birthday.
Here's Nat Pale with Mike.
Plug Ola.
Happy birthday today to...
doing Tom Smothers.
To Janine Dolan. To Pam Kelly.
Pan?
What? Pan?
Did you say Pan?
I might have.
There was,
I think I said Pam.
Definitely
Pan.
A D on the
with
end.
With an N?
That's the mother of the New York Subs guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To Scott Harris.
What do you think the youngest Pam is in the Wild?
You know him.
I do?
Yeah.
Like, is there a 20-year-old Pam?
Oh, Scotty. Yeah, yes.
There's lots of... Oh, Pamela is still used.
No.
Still relevant.
That is not still being used as a name.
Still relevant.
Jake?
I'm looking.
You had a daughter. Did you guys discuss Pam?
To Brian Curtis, the great Brian Curtis.
Oh, happy birthday, Brian Curtis.
Own.
And today's
feature birthday. Not NBC5 Brian Curtis.
No, not him.
He said great.
I don't think. I don't know. It might be. It might be Facebook friends here. I don't know. But today's feature birthday. Happy birthday to the one and only, one of a kind, nobody like him anywhere, Chad Stockslager.
Mr. Whoa. Chad.
Mr. Chad.
Berea.
You're telling me no one's like him?
He sang Berea.
Yeah, nobody's like him.
Breakfast.
Cocktail with you
and
the ladies.
He mentioned breakfast.
All right, now Spares.
When I see you on the street.
Somebody go! God Almighty!
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around in a little bit.
Slit.
Why don't you come over here and enjoy a tasty beverage with myself and these lovely ladies?
We're at 72 Pamelas per minimum, down from the high in 1956, where we had 11,000.
Yeah.
Damn. Per million.
There's a real Pam problem in society right now.
What? I thought Jim and Pam would have kind of rekindled that.
Chris Childs is 52. Remember when the...
Faced with new information, I would like to restate my earlier testimony.
See how the... remember when the Knicks overpaid Chris Childs and the NBA was ending?
That was glorious.
Now, I'm actually seeing that right now is the peak of the female name Hayes. So maybe they won't all end up on the poll.
H-A-Z-E?
Purple. Yeah.
Dominique Dawes, 43.
Dawes.
Gymnast.
Rick Monday, 74,
darling
Mike.
Dawes.
He broke up the burning of the flag.
Great American,
outfield.
That's right.
How'd you feel about that?
Uh-oh.
What?
Did we lose someone?
How'd you feel that day?
Oh,
how'd I feel that day?
Yeah.
I was kind of pulling for the flag to be burned.
Oh,
I'm a hippie.
Hell no.
Tell us much.
Jay Johnstone, born on the exact same day and the exact same year as Rick Monday. What are the odds? 74.
Huh.
It's incredible.
He's wacky.
That's an amazing story.
Do you remember his cool baseball card, Mike?
The Jay, broken bat?
The Jay Johnstone. He had the Budweiser head umbrella in, like, 84 Fleer, maybe? Anyone? No? Don January is 90, Corby.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Next the question. Can I beat Don January right now? I hear he still breaks 80. So, no.
And Max Pacioretty.
Ooh. He still breaks 80?
Dude, that's what they say. He lives
up in Clown Prince of Baseball?
No, that's Max Patkin.
Two, and you're done.
Shut it down! Oh, no! Let's go home!
Bye, Felicia.